We're getting you ready for the game on The Build Up with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, what is happening, everyone? We are getting ready for the San Jose Sharks to be taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight at SAP Center. Sharks got a very high-quality win over them not too long ago. Very impressive performance I think we were all happy about when they won 3-2 in a shootout. Sharks have been playing some decent hockey as of late. They have won 2 out of their last 4 games. We don't have to look big picture because, well, they've got 19 wins. I don't think you're going to like anything that I tell you about the overall big picture of where the San Jose Sharks have been, in the last couple of months or the entirety of the season. But right now, the San Jose Sharks have 19 wins, the same number of wins that they had a year ago. They have 12 games left to play. They've played 70 up to this point. They've got 47 points. They are 4 points back of Chicago right now. And I am not going to be upset if the Sharks have the greatest chance to walk away with the number one overall pick when all is said and done. So right now, I am looking for a good effort. I am looking for just the Sharks to play hard and continue to be the way they've been really since the return from the Four Nations break. They've been playing really high quality hockey. They've been fighting. They've been working really, really hard. And in a season where you're probably not expecting a whole lot of wins, or at least I'm not, I am expecting them to keep on playing hard. And we also get the debut of Cam Lund tonight. If you didn't catch my interview with him, it is up on the Sharks Audio Network already. Georgiev is getting the start tonight. We also see that the top line is Eklund, Celebrini, Smith. The second line, Graf, Wemberg, Toffoli. Third line, Delandria, Giles, and Lund. Fourth line, Grundstrom, Ostapchuk, and Goodrow. Mook Madulin, and I assume, will be paired with Mario Ferraro. Luka Kanyoni is with Vinny Desharnais, and Lucas Carlson, who you're going to hear from in a moment, is paired with Tim Liljegren, who you're also going to hear from in a moment. So yes, we had a productive week of interviews, as you're about to hear a couple of those, and hopefully the Sharks will use these couple days of rest as the ability to rocket them into a high-quality performance tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs. If we look overall around the league, the news coming out today, the John Tortorella and the Philadelphia Flyers mutually parting ways, or however they're phrasing it now at this point. That situation had taken a turn, and obviously, you know, you can't fire the team. I still think Torts is a good coach, a great coach, and that's just how it goes. If you're not winning, you probably are going to get fired, and that's just how it is in a results-based industry. If you don't get the wins, you are going to get the axe. So with that, let's turn to Lucas Carlson, who I spoke with earlier this week after he had played a big role in the Sharks' Saturday night win against Boston. All right, we are here with Lucas Carlson of the San Jose Sharks after an impressive performance in Saturday night's win against Boston. Let me start off first. I know the goal was pretty sick, but also from your point of view, you got to love getting the assist off the block shot there at the end, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was a big play, I guess, from, you know, shot from the point and just trying to block it, and luckily it hit me, so yeah.
Right place, right time. Just that overall game, it looked like you guys, and obviously you're getting used to things clearly, but it looked like the team was in control of things throughout the entirety of the game. Did it feel that way to you, even though it was such a tight game till so late, till you gave them the lead?
Yeah, I mean, I think we didn't give up much, like any chances at all, pretty much, which was good. I mean, we were working really hard, and I think they have a great first line. I think we shut them down pretty well. So, it was a good overall performance.
Yeah, most definitely. And then, obviously, the D was playing very well. Just from your limited perspective and getting back out there, what did you see that was working well for the guys?
Just keeping them on the outside, I think, was the biggest part. And, obviously, Jordy played great in that. Just trying to keep them on the outside and block as many shots as possible.
Yeah, blocking as many shots as possible, always a good thing. How much fun was it for you to get it back out there on Saturday night?
Oh, it was so much fun. I've been waiting for this for my last game was 2.5 years ago. So it was fun, obviously. I love playing at this level and with the Sharks. I mean, it's awesome.
Was there ever any doubt for you? I mean, injuries are always a factor for any professional athlete. It's the 0.001% that don't have to deal with them. But, you know, getting that long path back to the NHL, did you just have to take it one day at a time?
Yeah, I guess. When it happened last season, I doubted myself. But I worked hard to come back, and you know, I played the last few months in the American League, and I felt really good. So I'm just happy to be here now.
How did you feel about your game throughout the entirety of the 60 minutes?
It was fine. It took some time to get used to it, the pace and, you know, everything. But overall, I felt good.
And obviously, it's similar systems coming from the Barracuda to the San Jose Sharks. And I know a couple of these guys have been your teammates before. Was it hard to get adjusted to everybody on Saturday night?
Not really. I mean, the system is pretty much the same as down in with CUDA. So I just had a chat with the coach before the game. And I mean, it took a couple of shifts to get used to it, but it was good.
Did you talk to any of the Swedish cohorts on the team, the Wennies or Eklunds, before the game? Did you get to know those guys a little?
Yeah, I mean, I've been hanging out with Wenny all year, so I know him pretty well. And then obviously the other Swedes as well. So yeah, we've been chatting. Yep.
That's good stuff. What do you guys get together outside of the games? I know that, you know, some of the Swedish guys, they have a little bit more in common. They'll see each other in the offseason. I know that when Fabian was here, he and Eklund would play golf and tennis in the off season. Do you guys try to keep close to each other when you're in the league or on the teams together?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important. I mean, it's nice to talk some Swedish, and then when he has kids, I have kids, so it makes it a lot easier. Yeah,
no, for sure. And one of the things I always wonder about is that it seems like when Swedes are on teams together, they gel really well. Do you think that structurally or culturally that hockey is taught a little bit differently in Sweden, and that's why you guys gel together so well?
Maybe. I'm not really sure, but I feel like every team that has Swedish guys, they're very, very close. Mm-hmm. And probably same with the Russians and all those guys. So I mean, I don't know why, but it's nice.
Here's the other question, especially for Swedes. Are you a soccer fan as well?
Big soccer fan, yeah.
Okay, so who are your teams?
Arsenal and Hammarby in Sweden. Yeah.
Yes, Hammarby, because I know I work for the Earthquakes as well, and I believe Magnus Eriksson, who was with San Jose, he was von Hammarby for a little bit. For sure. Now, that's a big club as well. What else, when you're not playing hockey, what do you do here in San Jose?
Usually, I hang out with my family. I got one kid and one on the way. So yesterday we were at the beach in Santa Cruz, so that's usually what we do.
Yeah, beautiful day yesterday. I got to imagine that it's nice with the Bay Area weather compared to some of the other stops you've had.
Yeah, I mean, this is nice. I've been in nice places before, Florida and stuff, but this is better than the weather in Chicago, that's for sure.
Take me through your goal the other night.
I just saw a shot coming up from the point. I tried to sneak down the back door, and it just popped out and just backhanded it.
So, I mean, did your eyes get wide when you saw the opportunity?
Yeah, I was a little shocked that the puck showed up at my stick, so I was just trying to get it on net, and then it went in. It was an unreal feeling.
Macklin said that when Goody got the puck after you blocked it and, you know, had the opportunity to score the empty netter, that was as loud as he's ever heard SAP Center. Did it sound pretty loud from your perspective?
Yeah, it really did. I don't have anything to compare with because it was my first game, but the building was rocking last night, two days ago, it was so much fun.
And then how nice is it now to have a couple of days of practice to be able to kind of situate a little bit more? I mean, the schedule is so crazy for you guys usually. Getting a lot of practice time is not, you don't get it like this very often, but now you've had since Saturday night, and you'll have till Thursday. Is it big for you just to get used to these guys?
I think so, yeah. I mean, just good vibes all around and trying to get to know every guy. Obviously, I was around for training camp, but I was mostly just rehabbing by myself, so... it's big for me, and I think it's going to help me.
What are you looking at heading into Thursday night's game?
Just have fun. I mean, there's a good team coming into town, so we just got to be ready. A couple of good practices here, and we'll be ready to go.
Nice, man. Well, I appreciate your time. Keep it rolling, and I'll bug you soon, all right?
Thank you very much.
Really fun interview there with Lucas Carlson. I liked a lot of what he had to say, and I am looking forward to seeing how his story continues as he comes back from injury. Now, let us bring in Tim Liljegren, who I also spoke with earlier this week. All right, we are here with Tim Liljegren as we get ready for the Sharks to play on Thursday night. What's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm good. Good vibes in the locker room and, coming off a win, so feels good.
Let's talk about the game on Saturday night, because I would say that was arguably the best defensive game that the team has played all year long, and you guys just did a really good job of controlling the game. How did it feel from your point of view?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, you know, looking after stats after game, we didn't give up a ton. And when we did, Georgie played well in net. So I think ever since, you know, after Four Nations break, we've, you know, kind of cleaned some stuff up in the D zone, and we don't give up as many chances per game. So, and then obviously nice with, you know, Carl putting that one in the back of the net there late in the third. So, yeah, no, I feel like we're, you know, working hard, and we earn a chance to win every game.
Yeah, and you talked about, you know, the defensive zone coverage and the reset since the Four Nations break. When you get an opportunity like that to have practice and have a little bit of time off and try and re-implement some things, you know, that's not something that's afforded to you guys very often, to have a little bit of a delay. How nice was that for you and the teammates just to have that extended practice time?
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, obviously with how the year has gone, I feel like we play a lot of close games where we end up losing in the third period. And it was kind of nice getting that break just to kind of let go of hockey for a bit and recharge your batteries and come back with, you know, more hunger. And I feel like we've, you know, played better after a break than we did before. And, you know, we got some wins because of it.
You did watch some Four Nations hockey, though, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that was fun to watch. I was in Hawaii, so the time difference was a little tricky at times. But I tried to watch, obviously, when Sweden played. And then the first U.S. and Canada game was unreal. So that was a lot of fun to watch.
No, it was good stuff. And, you know, it's interesting for you because you came here later in the season. You didn't start off on day one, but there's been so much turnover this year. I think on Saturday night's game, there were 10 guys out there that were not there on opening nights, and you've been here pretty long now. So has it been hard for you to watch the, you know, these guys that you got to know then suddenly leave, and now you're trying to figure out how to bring other guys into the fray, how to get them to understand the systems? Has it been a challenging year in that regard?
Yeah, I think it's always tough to lose guys. I feel like this is kind of first year where I've been a part of a team that you lose guys instead of bringing guys in. But I feel like every guy that's come in have, you know, had a good impact on the team, and I feel like we're a good group of guys in there, so it's pretty easy to come into the group. And you know, we've been, you know, working hard, and that's part of the business that, you know, the players don't really like. But you know, I feel like every guy we brought in has, you know, transitioned pretty well.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it was really cool when you went back to Toronto last time. The team gave you a video montage up there, and the fans gave you quite an ovation. I thought that was really cool. Obviously, you played a lot of games there. Did you know that was coming?
No, I didn't. You kind of think something might happen, but I don't know. That game's kind of a blur to me. I was so excited to play, and obviously nice getting the win too, but it's just a lot of emotions going back. As you said, I spent a lot of years there, so it was fun for sure.
Looking at your own play this year, I think everybody here in San Jose has gotten to know your ability, your defensive abilities, often, you know, your willingness to step up into the rush, get a shot off. You know, how has this year been for you as a player? Because I knew you from when the Sharks played you and watching highlights, but now that I've watched you game to game, it's like, oh, okay, this is Tim Liljegren. This is what his game is like.
Yeah, no, I feel like my game's been a little bit up and down. I feel like it's been more consistent after Four Nations break, but I feel like throughout the year it's been, up and down. I feel like I had stretches where I play really well, and then some stretches where, you know, I wasn't too happy about my play. But I feel like I found a little bit more consistency now with how I play, and I feel like the defensive side has improved. And then I'm still not too happy about my offensive year so far. I feel like I could, you know, score some more goals. I feel like I get opportunities every game to put the puck back in the net, but just haven't had too much luck there. So yeah, I feel like I've grown a lot as a player and as a person this year. Yeah, I'm excited. It's a fun group to be a part of, and I feel like we're, you know, working towards something good.
That's interesting that you bring that up, because when people talk about like chemistry with teams, they often only reference that with teams that are at the top of the league or whatever sport they're playing. But I often feel like when I see you guys at practice, when I see you guys after games, like the vibes are always good. People are always in a good mood, even though there haven't been tons of wins this year. I feel like that chemistry here is kind of rare. Does it feel like that to you?
Yeah. This is a special group. I feel like we have a good mix of, you know, good veteran guys that, you know, can be serious when it's time to be serious. And then we have obviously a lot of young guys that keeps it fun in the locker room. So I think we have a good mix. And I think part of the reason is, even though we lost a lot of games, I feel like we've been close, close in a lot of games too. So I feel like there's an excitement that, you know, we're taking strides, we're getting better, and, you know, as I said, after a 4-inch break, we're starting to get some results too. So I feel like that helps excitement, and yeah, it just gets a good group of guys.
One of the things that Warzo said after the deadline was that, you know, he wanted guys to prove that they could be part of the solution going forward for this team. How did you respond to that?
I feel like just for me, it was maybe, I don't know, taking more responsibility, but I just feel like, as I said, my game hasn't really been as consistent as I wanted it to be. So I was just like, okay, last 25, 26, 27 game, I'm going to, you know, lock in and try and finish the season strong. And I feel like I have been playing better. So also, we lost some older guys, so it makes me a little older in the locker room too. So maybe take some more responsibility there. But as I said, I feel like we have a good group, and you know, a good mix of guys.
No, it's a good mix of guys, obviously, and, you know, guys are having fun. And, you know, can you guys ride any of that momentum from Saturday to Thursday? It's a weird bit of scheduling here for you guys. We go Saturday to Thursday 2 weeks in a go, but, or 2 weeks in a row, I should say. But again, the vibes looked great out there at practice.
Yeah, no. Hopefully, we can continue with momentum. I guess we'll see. It's gonna be you know, a fun game against Toronto, and hopefully the place is you know, rocking like it was Saturday.
I know that Macklin said that when Goody had the breakaway for the empty netter, he said that was the loudest he'd heard SAP Center. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it was great. I thought not only when Goody scored, but I thought the whole game was bumping. So it was a lot of fun for sure.
And then, are you used to the Bay Area now? Have you found your restaurants, your coffee shops? Because you've been here for a few months now.
Yeah, no, I feel like I've adjusted. It's a little bit different from Toronto, but yeah, it's great. I feel like there's a lot of good spots around 30, 40, 50 minutes away that you know, beautiful. I've been to the redwoods, nice. The redwood trees, or whatever you call them. That's pretty cool. And then obviously some other spots too. So it's a good place to live.
Nice. When the redwoods, did you go to Oakland? Did you go to the North Bay? Did you go south? Where did you go?
I think Big Basin was called. I don't know. It took like 45 minutes or something. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Only seen pictures before, but now when you see them in real life, it's kind of surreal. So it was fun.
No, for sure. And then also, it's a little bit warmer this time of year than Toronto.
Yeah, that's been good for sure.
Well, Tim, man, I appreciate your time, and I'm sure I'll be bugging you again soon, all right?
All right, thank you.
Again, that was Timothy Liljegren joining us here on the Sharks Audio Network as we get you ready for tonight's broadcast against Toronto. Go time is 7:30 right here on the Sharks Audio Network. And you will be hearing, of course, the Hall of Famer Dan Ruzanowski paired with Jamal Mayers. Pre-game coverage starts at 7 live, but of course at 6:30 you can catch the Teal Report. At 6:40 this episode, the build-up will play, and then you've got the live pregame at 7 and go time at 7:30. We are out of time for the San Jose Sharks. I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.
Celebrini gets it behind the net, feeds it back. Smith the drive, save made. There's a rebound there. Score! That's Lucas Carlson who's in deep. He gets the rebound, and in his first game as a San Jose Shark, Lucas Carlson scores a spectacular goal. The Sharks lead 2-1 against Boston.